May God's grace, His peace, His abundant mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the risen one, the ascended one. Amen. Our text is the first reading from Acts 1, the call of Matthias to be the 12th apostle. Please pray with me. Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. May it ever shine brightly upon us. Help us to hear now your word, to believe your word. May we concentrate on it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Judas or Matthias? Which one are you? That's a question that's posed from the first reading, Acts 1. Judas or Matthias? What type of follower are you? Today is the last Sunday of this Easter season. Next Sunday is Pentecost. Christ died, Christ rose, Christ ascended. He now sits at the right hand of the Father. And Jesus wants followers. He wants devoted disciples to get the message out, to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. Can Jesus count on you? Will you be like Matthias in your own way and be eager and willing to serve wherever God wants you to serve, to carry on the mission of the gospel? Or will you be like Judas, sadly, who betrayed the Lord and loved money more than the Lord, and we read about his horrible death, and he was condemned? I think Matthias, in a very humble, simple way, is a good example for us as we conclude this great season of the year. A good example of a follower of Jesus. This is the only story we have of Matthias. He's not a big part of the gospel story. And yet he's a very good example for us. In a way, he represents all of us. Matthias replaces Judas. That the mission of the gospel may go on. That's the idea. The mission of God must go on. And so we are here at this time, 2009. We've replaced all those that have come before us, whether they were like Judas or whether they were like Peter and Paul, faithful or not, we are here now. We replace all those in the past. We are here now to carry on the mission of God. We are all like Matthias. We fill the shoes of those that have come before us, whether they were good or bad. Can't do anything about that anymore. May I note three things about Matthias, the disciple, as an example for us today. May we be like Matthias and carry on the mission of God. It's all for the sake of the mission of God, to spread the news of the ends of the earth. First of all, simply, Matthias walks with Jesus every day for 3 years. Note the qualifications to be an apostle. Not just anybody could be an apostle. There were specific qualifications to be an apostle to fill those big, big shoes. You had to have walked with Jesus for 3 years. Couldn't just come in at the end. Had to be with him for 3 years from the ministry of John the Baptist, when Christ was baptized, up until his death, his resurrection, and you had to be a witness to his resurrection. And Matthias fulfilled all those qualifications. He walked with Christ 3 years. What did Matthias do for those 3 years as he walked with Christ? He watched and watched and watched Jesus do miracles, heal the sick, raise the dead, feed 5,000. He watched intently Jesus minister in love to all people. And he listened and listened and listened and listened some more to Jesus teach. That was his life. It wasn't easy. Being a follower wasn't easy for those 3 years. Wasn't glamorous. He didn't make a lot of money. Didn't have a whole lot. It was very, very busy work. Every day the Lord was going somewhere because there were lots of needs. The outcasts were always coming to Jesus. The tax collectors, the prostitutes, they were always coming needing something. The blind, the lame, the lepers. Lots of needs, lots of work. Then there was opposition. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they hated Jesus. So it wasn't easy work. And we know from the Gospels that many deserted Jesus. Many just wanted to show. They were curious, and when the miracle was over, they left. And when Jesus started teaching some difficult things, they deserted him. But not Matthias. He persevered for 3 long years through the ups and downs of those 3 long years. He persevered in the faith because, after all, it was Jesus. He wasn't in it for money. He wasn't in it for popularity and power. He was in it because of Jesus. Jesus was the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah, the light of the world, the bread of life, his good shepherd. In Jesus there was eternal life, there was salvation. How could he not follow Jesus and walk with Jesus? Jesus was the whole key. This past Thursday, I looked at the newspaper, the New Sentinel, and I usually don't look at this section, but I glance at the food and home section. I usually just go right to the sports and other things. The food and home section. And on the front cover, I was struck by it because guess what was on the front cover? A big, juicy hamburger there on the front cover. It got my eye, of course. And the whole point of the article was how for Memorial Day weekend cookouts, you can't just have a regular hamburger anymore. That's not good enough, a regular hamburger. You got to have a spiced up hamburger. So they had various recipes for special hamburgers, spiced up hamburgers that you can make for your cookout today or tomorrow. And there's even a book you can buy called the Burger Book. $22.95 to purchase the Burger Book, make your ultimate hamburger. I mean, they had a recipe for some pesto burger. Just give me ketchup and mustard. Jeez. There was one called the Las Vegas Burger. What is that? A Las Vegas Burger? One I can't even pronounce the name of it. Cilantro. Is that some kind of a spice? I don't know what it is. That on a hamburger? Regular hamburger is not good enough. We're bored with the regular hamburgers. We need something else. And I thought for a little bit, because I was kind of working on some sermon thoughts that day. Is Jesus good enough for us? Or do we need a spiced up Jesus? Do we have to add to the forgiveness of sins to follow Christ for 3 years or 30 years or 90 years? Do we have to add to eternal life and add to the Bible and add to the resurrection of our bodies? Is Jesus good enough? Or do we need a spiced up Jesus? Make him more appealing. I pray as we sit in the house of God and hear the word of God and soon take the body and blood of Christ, all we need is Jesus. Spice up the burger. Don't spice up the body and blood. We have forgiveness, salvation, love, eternal life. That's enough to draw us every day to walk with Christ. Nothing more than Jesus. He walks with him. Secondly, Matthias is wanted by Jesus. He's chosen by Jesus, called by Jesus. What a wonderful truth. Jesus calls people just as they are. He calls them, he wants them, he desires them, he chooses them. Matthias and all of us as Christians really in general have two callings. We've been called by God two times, if not other times in our lives in a secondary way. But two callings, you might say, Matthias, and really all of us have. One is our baptismal call, where the Almighty God called us to faith. Matthias had that, no doubt. He probably was baptized by John the Baptist back at that time period, probably. And when we're baptized, we're called by God to faith, forgiven of our sins. We enter the kingdom of God, all wonderful choosing of God, an election of God. He claims us as his own. You know, the big news this past week was how 100 million people voted for the new American Idol. Is that nonsense still on? American Idol, I thought it was over years ago. We still have American Idols? How many American Idols are we going to have? That's always America, some new idol. But I heard we're 100 million people. I mean, what do we have in America? 300 million people? 350 million? A third of our nation voted for this nonsense? 100 million people voted for this guy from Arkansas to be the American Idol. Who cares? We topped that. Maybe we didn't have 100 million people vote for us, but we had one being vote for us. And that's God. I don't think God Almighty voted out of the... He wasn't one of the 100 million. But when we're baptized there, he votes for us. He elects us. You're mine. You belong to me. You're in my kingdom. You're part of my family. And that's the vote that counts. And then secondly, and this is where I want to talk about Matthias a bit and us, we have the calling of our vocation. You've been called to faith, but also God gives you a calling, if you will, to your vocation, to your job in life, your duties in life. Matthias is called, chosen here, wanted by God to be an apostle. None of us are going to be apostles, all right? We're not here to be apostles. That was Matthias' special calling, to be the foundation of the early church. I've been called, Pastor Roberts, we've been called by God to be pastors, public ministers of the word and sacrament. You don't have that calling either. We have that calling given by God in his grace. There's other callings, though, in a secondary sense. There's the calling to be an engineer. That's a calling of God. a calling to be a teacher, a calling to be an astronaut, a calling to be a mom, a calling to be a father, a calling to be a soldier. Those aren't just jobs that I choose. Those are callings of God. God gives us those things. He gives us the gifts to carry them out that we might serve other people and be a witness to Him. That's the purpose of Matthias, to be a witness to Jesus. So whatever calling you have, bring glory to God in it. Be a witness to Him. Serve Him and serve your neighbor. Be the best engineer there is, the best teacher there is, the best astronaut, whatever you do, be the best at it. Be excellent, honest. We need excellent Christian people working out there, bringing glory to God and serving your neighbor. Never think of your job as just a job. I go make money. I hate it. I despise it. I'm just going to get a paycheck to pay the bills. Who wants to live life that way? That's a gift of God, a calling of the Almighty God to bring glory to Him. We have this frog at home I've told you about. We still have this little bitty frog in this aquarium at home. He has a rock and some water and some leaf and some flies now and then. And I was sitting doing some work late at night the other night, and this frog was sitting over here on this counter. And the entire time I worked, for about an hour, hour and a half, that frog was trying to do what? Get out of the cage. Every time it got on the rock, hopped up, fell down. Got on the rock, hopped up, hit the window, fell down. It thought it could get through the glass. Got on the rock, hopped up, over and over. What did that one say to the frog? You dumb frog. It's an aquarium. You can't get out, number one. Number two, if you get out, the cat will eat you. Or the dog will eat you and kill you. You won't have any food. You won't know where you're going. This is where your masters have placed you. Enjoy it. You have a place to live. You have food. Be there. Are you a frog always trying to hop somewhere? A new calling, a new vocation, a new job, a new this, a new that, because you're just not content. Your master has placed you where you're at in His great wisdom to be His witness. Don't go hopping around. Make the most of it. Bring glory to His name. Rather than waking up every morning asking, how long do I got to work today? When's the day going to end? How much money did I make today? What do I have to do today? Oh my. Rather wake up asking, who can I serve today? Who can I show God's love to today? Who can I really help today? Matthias walks. He's wanted, and last of all, he's willing. He's willing to serve. They cast lots. It goes to Matthias. And Matthias doesn't say, let somebody else do it. Let the other guy do it. Doesn't say that. Matthias doesn't say, do I have to? Can't you get somebody else? No grumbling, no complaining. Nor does he say, well, let me think about it for a while. I'm not sure. He doesn't say, I'll do it for a year or two and test it out and see if it works. He just serves. God chose him. He's eager. He's happy to serve his Lord as an apostle. It's not going to be easy. You know what happens to Matthias? Tradition, we don't know if this is totally true, but tradition says that he worked there in Judea. The other apostles went to other countries, but he worked in Judea there among the Jews. And a few years later, he was stoned by the Jews. He probably wonders, why did you call me Jesus? Hard work, difficult, because the Jews didn't convert very easy, did they? Get stoned. He's eager, willing to serve his Lord. He saw his Lord hang on a cross for 6 hours. Shed his blood, have nails in his hands and feet, a crown of thorns. And he saw Jesus die for him. Loved him, saved him, forgave him. How could he not want to serve his Lord with great, great joy? You know, a problem they say in the workplace these days is bullying. I read a report where many workers are complaining that their bosses bully them. Who's been bullied by their boss? I guess Carl Testerman has his hand up at this point. He got bullied in Bible class today, huh, Carl? It's a problem. 37% of people in the workplace in a survey said they've been bullied by their boss. That's one out of three workers, if not more. And their solution to being bullied, 77% left their job. Went elsewhere. They were the frog hopping. I'll go somewhere else. Praise be to our Lord. He's not a bully. He calls you to serve. He doesn't bully you to serve. You're going to do it whether you want to or not. You're going to do it. The Lord is not a bully. He blesses us that we may serve. He first serves us, lays down his life for us, forgives us our sins, gives us his word today, gives us his body and blood. He serves us. He blesses us with every blessing from heaven, eternal salvation. And that compels us, that moves us to want to serve him. The Lord may have you serve in the spotlight like Matthias, be have some high position. If he calls you to that, serve the Lord with gladness and don't get a big head. He may have you serve in a humble way over in the corner where you don't get much recognition. If that's what you're called to do, serve the Lord with gladness and don't be jealous of the other guy. He may have you serve many, many people in whatever you do. He may have to serve lots of people. Don't complain about it. Serve the Lord with gladness. He's given you great responsibility. Or he may have you serve just a few over here. Serve the Lord with gladness. Don't fret. Don't worry. Just serve the Lord with gladness. Your service may be hard and difficult. Like Matthias with stone. You may not have much success. It's hard work. Serve the Lord with gladness. He's called you there. Or you may have great success. It might be easy. Serve the Lord with gladness and thank him. As we end the Easter season and begin Pentecost, or Pentecost we have next Sunday, the Lord needs followers, disciples, to get the message out. May we be like Matthias. Walk with Jesus every day. May we know we're wanted by Jesus. And may we ever be willing to serve Jesus. May the Spirit grant it. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.